about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. He's on. He's done something, right? Well, here we are on RBN, republicbroadcasting.com, right? Is that what it is? No, .org. .org, not .com. That's right. Just want to make sure I'm catching you off guard here, Manny. All right. We've got him? We do? All right. Not yet. All right. We'll have them. No cause for alarm. Who are we speaking about? Well, we're speaking about Bob Chapman, of course. Bob Chapman, who comes to us once a month, and you know he's on John's show every week usually, and he's coming to us here tonight to talk about his Chapman Reports, as I call it, the international forecaster, and what he sees as major issues of our day, religiously, economically, politically, geographically, militarily, all of those things. So we're awaiting him right now to come on the broadcast, no doubt about that. But looking at his reports, and of course, he just today, of course, the midweek report has come out, and certainly we'll let him talk when he calls in about what he sees as the major problems of our day. Certainly, the economic outlook is not good, let me tell you, and I'm putting it mildly. And, of course, that's totally orchestrated. It is not a free fall. It is not a an accident. But everything is timed and everything is orchestrated by the powers that be. And, unfortunately, most people just don't have a clue. They don't understand what's going on. They don't know. They're filing for bankruptcies now at record numbers. It's not just the subprime borrowers. It's people who are above that level, people who are hardworking, middle-class Americans who are now finding it impossible to pay their bills, their mortgages, their refinance mortgages. So that's all over. You know, just the other day in the local paper here, nine pages of mortgagee sales. And each page had about 10 columns, I guess, or nine columns to each page. And we had about 90 in that particular edition of the Providence Journal. Just one day. And that has to tell you something. But as the Federal Reserve says, no cause for alarm. Nothing wrong. Yes, nothing is wrong. Absolutely nothing that they can't straighten out. All right. Anyway, we will. We have Bob Chapman on the line right now. All right. Well, we also have the break coming up. So let's do this. Let's take the break and give people a chance to now get the number and get on the line. If you have a question for Bob Chapman, and whether you're a first-time caller or not, we welcome all of you to ask a question that is pertinent to events taking place right now around the world and right here in America. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And here we are now. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, to begin the program with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hello, Bob.
Well, hello again.
Good evening. Good to have you back every month. And this is no exception. There certainly is no shortage of things to talk about. And I was just alluding to the local situation here in my state of Rhode Island, where I see that bankruptcies are, foreclosures are up exponentially. And, of course, many of them I know are subprime borrowers, but many are not, in fact. And that number is rising to the point where at least the newspaper can say that they're taking in big money with classified advertising. No question about that. Right here on the page, listen to this now, Bob. The front page of the business section for yesterday. The Fed wonders why businesses are singing the blues. Can you believe this? An executive at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston tells Rhode Island business leaders most of the problems they cite are not that serious or within their power to correct. And this woman, Kathy Minahan, goes on to relate the general tone of the meeting that she had with business leaders was not that good. And she said she understands that we are finding the record number of people that are filing for bankruptcies and the record number of problems with the whole state's economy, with the massive deficits that we have, the illegal aliens, and the inability of the state to keep its college students from leaving after graduation. These are among the chief concerns. But don't worry. The Federal Reserve System says the real problem with housing, for instance, is the shortage of available housing, and that's why people simply cannot afford to buy homes in this area. Now, if you believe that, I think Khrushchev said you'll wait for a shrimp to whistle. But that's the pablum and the line that we're getting from the very people and institutions that have helped create this massive problem, isn't it?
Well, I agree with you, and one of the reasons that Kathy Minahan's predecessor resigned because he wouldn't go along with the party line, so to speak, and that was Ira Stepanian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason I know all about that is Stepanian went to high school with me.
Isn't that something, huh?
And so I knew him very well. He was a year behind me, so that makes him 70 years old now.
Uh-huh.
And he and I and Paul Abrahamian used to kind of chum around together.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, all you can expect out of the Federal Reserve and our government and corporate America and Wall Street and the media is nothing but unadulterated lies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you're going to get. You have to be able to see into what's really going on, and you do that by listening to Republic Broadcast Network and Rick Adams and reading the International Forecaster and so on. Otherwise, you're just simply not going to know what's going on. I see the governor of Massachusetts, Mr. Patrick, just sent a bill to the legislature, which essentially will subsidize these low-cost housing, this low-cost housing that Kathy Minahan spoke about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they also want to be able to help people who cannot make their mortgage payments.
Mm-hmm.
And the underlying problem is that these people shouldn't have loans in the first place.
That's it.
And the program that the governor has presented is nothing but pure communism. In other words, producers will pay through taxation to subsidize those who cannot afford, for whatever reason, to have a home.
Yes.
And that's what that legislation is all about. And, of course, Massachusetts is very famous for being a socialist enclave.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I grew up there.
Yes, and, I'm too close for comfort.
Yeah, well, you have mayors that that go to jail and become celebrities. And
yes.
I don't know, what did Sonny, what is his name, Sonny Ciani?
Oh, Buddy Cianci.
Buddy Cianci.
Yes, Vincent Buddy Cianci. Yes, indeed.
He's going to work in Boston.
But look at what replaces him. We have a mayor who's an open homosexual, and we now have in the city of Providence, we are known as San Francisco East, where these gay shops now are set up virtually all over one end of the city, and they are raking in big bucks, and of course it's all mob-related, you know, activity. So unfortunately, this is the kind of reputation, this is the step up that Providence has taken, you see, since the former mayor has been convicted under RICO statute and has served his sentence. So I wouldn't exactly think that it's an improvement. If anything, it's a step down. So that is the clean renaissance, as they call it. Providence is the renaissance city now. Well, I if that's a renaissance, give me death. And so,
well, you know, you get the kind of government that you deserve.
We deserve, yes.
And so the people of Providence have chosen to turn their city, like others, into a city that is somewhat similar to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
And if that's what they want, and that's the way they want to live, that's the way it is.
Yes.
If you disagree, you move.
Unfortunately, we have to reap the current as a result. You know, the riptide comes in, and the whole area, and we're paying the price of the moral decline, and also what's happening even beyond that. The money that's being spent on these operations is nothing compared to the gambling interests. We don't have a full-fledged casino, we're told, yet, although we're getting there. And now you hear these proposals all across the country for casino gambling, whatever it might be, whatever form it might take. Every state, it seems now, is trying to get in on this illusion, this alleged pie in the sky that they've been touting. And yet, you know, Bob, I'm not an economist, you know, and I don't have all of the knowledge that you have, obviously, but I don't think it takes a genius to figure this one out. And that is that when you have people who simply haven't got sufficient income to have to waste expendable income, as it's called, on gambling interests, then you have to realize the result is not to stimulate the economy of a state and to bring in more revenue ultimately, but to do just the opposite. These casinos and these houses of gambling and so forth are in the business of taking money out, not bringing money in. And when you do that, that means less expendable income to do things that are necessities, and improvements on homes and so forth. So really, it's actually impacting highly negatively on the economies of these communities, wherever it is. And yet they propose that might be an idea that we should go down that path. That's the final nail in the coffin of ancient Rome and modern America, as far as I'm concerned, going down that path.
Well, I saw a survey, and it wasn't in Las Vegas or Atlantic City. That was one of the cities that had gambling. I don't know which one. And it said that the cost associated with the social problems of one form or another offset the revenue from gambling and cause more crime in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a loser.
Right.
And I think that's generally true. This is something that's been promulgated by politicians who want to get paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great deal of money involved. And people who used to be involved in illicit crime are involved very often in these enterprises, and the people who are funding from these people are fools, because sooner or later the whole thing is going to boomerang on them.
It is. It has to collapse. It's a house of cards. And when you're dealing with fiat here, and you don't have a system that's based on economic productivity, and it's based on more debt and people borrowing so they can go into the casinos and so forth, take their chance. to point out, the social problems and the costs are enormous, and no nation or state or entity that goes down that road is on sound footing. I mean, it's the last straw. When they've lost their industry, they've taxed their people out of existence, and they continue to want more social programs for illegal aliens, they obviously have no choice but to finally go the end route. And that end route, it has to be something as illusory as gambling and gambling interest. There's absolutely no productivity there, and there's no prosperity to come from it. Unfortunately, people do believe in the tooth fairy, I'm afraid. And that's the reality, Bob Chapman. You deal with this issue, of course, well, the last couple of issues of the International Forecaster. You've been talking about a variety of issues, including, of course, the interest rates and the mortgage rates and what you foresee happening there. But you also talk about the issue having to do with the amnesty bill that Bush is determined to ram down our throats, and how 23% of Americans were for the current amnesty bill. And, of course, 51% said they want no bill if it's anything like that. 84% of Americans want English as the official language, including 77% of Hispanic Americans. So when we come back, we'll touch on these and other issues, and we'll do that and take calls. with you, Bob Chapman, international forecaster. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Bob Chapman, my guest, internationalforecaster.com. One word, theinternationalforecaster.com is the way they can get on your list, your mailing. Right, Bob?
That's correct. We also have a toll-free number if they want to call
yes.
us to get a free introductory copy, whether by email or by hard copy. And that's 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's our number, by the way, is 800-313-9443. We'll be with our callers in just a moment. The issue I just talked about, the amnesty bill, so-called comprehensive immigration reform, has been opposed, as you've seen in the last few weeks, like no legislation has been opposed. It has raised the ire, I believe, of widespread of Americans who realize what it is, at least to the extent that it is harmful to America, and, of course, George Bush would be promoting it. So what we're seeing now is widespread opposition, yet Bush is determined to try to ram it through Congress, arm-twisting Karl Rove's influence and so forth on the halls of the Senate and to try to ram it through. What is your What is your analysis on this issue, and how will it be resolved either way? Will it go through, or will it be defeated?
Well, they're trying to make a second try at it right now.
Right.
And that's why Mr. Bush was at a luncheon yesterday, the day before. And they're trying to work something up so they get a second shot at this. Mm-hmm. I kind of get the feeling that the first bill that we've just seen that was shot down was kind of like a lost leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've had another bill in the wings.
Yeah, trial
and
balloon.
Pardon me?
A trial balloon.
Yeah. And I think that they have this other bill, and I think it includes many of the things to do with the North American Union
mm-hmm.
and the NAFTA highway and the Amero and things like that. And I think they, because of similar connective nature to illegal immigration, I think they're going to try to ram that through at the same time.
You think so, huh? And you think that
now, whether
they'll
be successful or not, I don't know.
Well, do you see it happening anytime soon?
Today as to where to call for people. It went out with the forecast of the email version, and hopefully everybody will call every senator and congressman and say, look, we just got this thing stopped, and we understand it's coming back again, and we don't want you to get involved with it. We don't want it to vote it in.
Amen to that. But I don't foresee it being allowed this particular session, depending on when they do finally adjourn. I don't see everything melding together, and let's hope not. Let's hope that the crescendo of opposition continues to this or any amnesty bill. What we need is a true comprehensive reform, which means totally repealing the previous agreements that have been made, the previous bills, the previous amnesties that have been made. And as you pointed out in your newsletter, we need to start deporting people now. I mean, let's face it. what we have here is an intolerable situation. It can only make matters worse to allow it to continue. So it's either now or it ain't going to be done.
Well, in the last year, 200,000 to 300,000 illegal aliens have been laid off in the construction industry. Some of them have returned to their homelands. Not a lot of them, but some of them have. And I think the social issue here is explosive, because if we continue into recession, like I believe we will, these people are not going to have a way to make a living, and they're going to have to turn to crime. And once that happens, this thing could really get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Also, you have you've mentioned the possibility of Mr. Bush and the neocons trying this route of attack on Iran, despite all of the opposition, despite the showing widespread opposition to Mr. Bush's current policy and attacking Iran. Most Americans feel would make matters much worse, and certainly that's what Dick Cheney would like to see, this twisted logic, as Paul Craig Roberts said in a recent column, of making our military sitting ducks in the region, and then, of course, provoking Iran into action that would then see the war taking place. You have Lieberman basically calling for a preemptive strike on Iran. And other radicals and neocons, Israel firsters like him, who are demanding action now. And I don't know exactly when, but we were expecting something earlier in the year, and the timing was off, as you pointed out. Opposition from the Illuminists in Europe also played heavily into that. Now we have the Bilderberg Conference. All of this has obviously coming to a point as to when. I think it's safe to say eventually there will be an attack. How and when, only the good Lord knows. We'll be back with callers. Bob Chapman, our guest, international forecaster. Anything is fair game. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and before we go to the phones, I want to ask you that question that... I just brought up about an attack on Iran, Bob. But what is your gut level feeling at this moment?
I would say still no, and I would say that what they're doing is they're having diversion operations.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is in the Sudan.
Yes.
And there's a book coming out by a former New York Times reporter describing
mm-hmm.
how the Central Intelligence Agency arranged to give Iran plans to make nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I cover it in my next issue.
Right.
In Sudan, we have been using the Sudanese to go into Iraq and bring back intelligence, at the same time supposedly putting sanctions on them.
Yeah.
Well, they exterminated the half a million to a million people.
Mm-hmm.
Our government has never seen a dictator that it didn't like.
Well, particularly
then,
where there's oil, too, you know, where there's oil involved.
Yes, and a lot of Chinese troops.
Mm-hmm.
also, they are pushing the envelope with Russia in regard to two things, and one is the stationing of radar in the Czech Republic, and also putting in missile bases in Poland. A counteroffer has come back from Russia saying that let's put them someplace else, and let's put the radar in Azerbaijan and use Russian radar. Mm-hmm. And that completely befuddled the ignorant emissaries of the Bush administration. That's also in play along with Kosovo, and there's a vote coming up in the UN mm-hmm. and the Security Council, and I'm sure that Russia will veto, and the U.S. will unilaterally tell Kosovo it's okay for you to declare unilateral independence. And the Serbs have already said, you do that, we're going to blow you on the next week. And the Russians will help them do it. So we have some pretty hot stuff going out there. And I don't think they can destroy a great deal of Iran, but you've got to be able to occupy and control. You can't even do that in Iraq nor in Afghanistan. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I do think that these other things will happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also the Albanian situation. What is your take
on that? That's Kosovo.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm thinking more broadly about the fact that we have the Albanian communist government here that really has never truly left a service. You know, it's just like George Bush Sr. saying communism is dead. Well, in Albania, they're not former communists. Let's face it. They're still communists. They're still globalists. They're still one-worlders. And George Bush, the son, knows that. He knows that just as well as you and I know that. And that's the reason why he's so interested in cozying up to them once again and making this part of his New World Order policy. You know, I was talking last night about Japan and how Japan is being snubbed right now in its desire to purchase these missiles from the United States to defend against possible Red Chinese aggression. And the whole idea is, let us not allow the Japanese to defend that area of their turf. Let us not allow the Muslims to defend themselves. Let us not allow the Europeans, for that matter, to defend themselves. We have to make them dependent upon this New World Order system. And if, for instance, South Korea and Japan were able to, on their own, say, get out of here, America, we don't need you anymore, and once again restore their military capability, that would interfere with the plans for a unified one-world government. See, that is the one thing they cannot afford to have. So, sure, it's very convenient for George Bush to want to do this, to want to place them in a position where, yes, they are dependent upon us, and Red China would not be the threat to Japan and Korea and the whole area of the Pacific that it is if it were not for the fact that America created Red China and nurtured Red China through all of these years, and now it is the monster that it has become because of the United States. So, put that in our pipes and smoke it, okay?
Yeah.
Well, all right,
correct.
Yeah, let's take some calls. I'm doing too much talking here. 800-313-9443. First caller is Ernie from Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Bob. It's good to hear you again this evening. And, Rick, I sense a little frustration. Bob's international forecaster. I've been a subscriber for almost a year. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It has the details, the stats. It clearly shows how the government has been misleading us on inflation, unemployment, housing, mortgages, and the economy is in terrible, terrible shape. But what we have going on in the background is we have an administration that seems to now be pushing harder and harder this international one-world government agenda. Mm-hmm. They have the the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea treaty that is going forward. We have the not only the amnesty bill, but we have the North American Union. We have the hate crime legislation. And then in my reading today of an article by Cliff Kincaid on newsrefuse.com titled Bush Sides with Mexican Killers Against the U.S., apparently the Bush administration is now siding with the U.N. International Court against his own state of Texas involving these Mexican killers, apparently Bush is going to go to the Supreme Court against his own state of Texas to defend the Mexican killers of American citizens. So do we have a president who has lost sight of who he's supposed to be representing in this country? Is he the president of the United States or of Mexico, Bob?
Well, he's the president of everything that's accompanied by and adjacent to a world government, and he certainly doesn't represent Americans. He represents that new world order, and it's very obvious. The public can't figure it out because they don't hear what we're talking about by and large, and so they don't know what the truth is. Probably 5-10% of the people in the country have any idea at all, and so they just can't figure it out. I mean, they know that it's not good. It's not good for them, but they don't know what to do because they just don't get exposed to programs like this and publications like the International Forecaster, so they can't know. And that's why it's so important that all of these radio programs and publications such as mine and others like it get as wide as disbursement as possible so people can understand.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Bob. And this Kincaid article also discusses that the Bush administration entered into 429 international agreements and treaties last year alone. It's somehow we have a disconnect between our mainstream media and what their focus is on people like Ms. Hilton, no offense against her, but we don't seem to be covering major events like you covering the International Forecaster. And Joel Skousen, in his last World Affairs brief last Friday, discussed Senator Jeff Sessions' analysis of the immigration bill, or the amnesty bill, and it talked about 20 major loopholes in the bill. And some of those loopholes are so egregious that I just don't understand why the media misses all this. They can't do any analysis on this bill. I'll give you an example. Illegal aliens with terrorism connections are not barred from getting amnesty. All an illegal alien needs to do is say that they've either renounced their gang membership on their application, or they've changed their ways. And legal status must be granted to illegal aliens 24 hours after they file an application, even if the aliens have not yet passed all appropriate background checks. They get free legal representation. They don't have to pay back taxes. What is this? Why, Bob, is the bill so worded, so poignantly, so egregiously bad that anybody with any common sense could see this is a loaded deck? It's not in America's best interest. And why are the Democrats even supporting such language? I mean,
there's very little difference between the two parties, and those who aren't controlled financially by the elitists behind the scenes are compromised, and that's what they're trying to do with this new bill that they want to have. They're in there right now paying everybody off or telling those who are compromised that you better back this bill. If you don't, you know, everybody in the world is going to find out that you're a closet homosexual. And so that's how they get legislation passed. They did the same thing with CAFTA. You saw that knockdown, drag-out fight. And every piece of important legislation that they want passed, that's what they do.
It's unbelievable. And thanks for your position on that, and thanks for all the good work you've done in the past on reporting this. But what do you? How will the International Forecaster stay in place? the powers to be in the future, aren't they trying to find ways to control the internet? And I think in some of your recent articles, you've addressed some pending legislation that's coming forward to control the internet. And will there be attacks on email and so forth? What is the latest status on that, Bob?
Well, I haven't heard anything further than what I wrote about, but I think they're going to have to control it to some extent, somehow. And Tony Blair made a comment yesterday that, and I don't have the exact words, it's in the next edition coming out on Saturday. And in essence, he said this conspiracy journalism that's on the internet has to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the strongest statement yet that they're going to try to corral the internet and control it, like the Chinese have. It's okay to use it for commerce, but no political thought nor any talk about politics or social issues. If you do, you get collected, and they have gas vans, and they just shove you in, and the doctor's waiting to carve you out to sell adult body parts. And they'll do the same thing in America.
That is in addition to the hate crime legislation, in which people will not be allowed to criticize their government at some point. We will see ultimately the loss of guns, the Second Amendment. We will see a continuous attack on our liberties and freedoms. We need to take a stand now. I think the North American Union, this one world government, if people want to preserve the country, they need to call their congressmen and their senators and let them know that we want to maintain our nation state, our national sovereignty, and to support House Concurrent Resolution 487 by Congressman Virgil Goode of the 5th Congressional District of Virginia, which says no to NAFTA, no to the NAFTA superhighway system, and no to the North American Union. And if we don't do that, it's all over, the way I see it.
Amen.
Well,
thank you very much.
We'll
give the numbers out later, too, again, the congressional numbers. But you're absolutely right. it's now or never, really, for people to wake up, because let's face it, it's coming from all directions. And when Bush has proposed these 35 agreements and treaties, not the least among them is the Conference on the Law of the Sea once again, it proves firmly that quite the contrary from what we've been told, Bush is not anti-UN. He is not anti-internationalist. He is embracing the New World Order like no Republican or Democrat before him has ever been able to do. And I think that is unbelievable that it can happen while the media and others paint him as an anti-UN, anti-internationalist, you know, individual. It's just incredible. It's mind-boggling. Let's take another call. Doug in Texas. Hello, you're on the program, Doug.
Oh, thanks, Rick. Hi, Bob. I was going to ask you this little simple question. I have five and a half plus acres that I just bought on a land contract, and I have a house that I just built without getting any permits or anything like that. Septic system, well, I could, it's, you know, could sell it tomorrow for $200,000. Well, should I go down and borrow $200,000, a home equity loan or something like that, invest in silver?
Well, what is the total value of the property?
Approximately $200,000.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Don't forget, you're going to have to make payments on it, or you're going to lose it. I certainly would consider $50,000 to $100,000. And use that money to buy gold and silver coins.
Yeah. And then by then,
there's nothing wrong with that at all, as long as there's no possibility that you couldn't make the payments. And even if that happened, you could sell some of your investment and continue to pay them, and hopefully the value of your investment would go up quicker than the value of the property. in all likelihood, the value of the property will go down.
Will go down, right. Absolutely right. Because when the crash comes, the we'll be like Nazi Germany, and we'll have wheelbarrows full of dollars.
And, you know, and the wheelbarrow was worth more than the Reichsmarks were.
Than the mark,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, all right. Is that the extent of your question, Doug?
I was seeking some sound financial advice. I already knew it, but
well, now you have
it
confirmed.
I wanted to have it confirmed.
That's right. All right, Doug.
Okay,
Thank you. Thank you for the questions.
Right.
All right, and we'll take more questions. Get on the line right now because Bob Chapman cannot stay all night, and we do have a couple of free lines. 800-313-9443 is our number, and we just alluded to the problem at the beginning of the program of the people who are now losing their homes, losing their mortgages, they're losing their investment, and not just subprime people, Bob, as you know, but these are people who are middle-class people who have had good jobs and now losing them, and their jobs are gone, and we're going to see this whole economy upside down in a short time with GM, Ford, and others. Major changes coming. All right, Rick Adams, Bob Chapman, our guest, theinternationalforecaster.com. Be right back with more.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we're back now on the program, and our number 800-313-9443. We have Bob Chapman on the line, and let's go to John in Texas next. Hello, John.
Bob.
Are you there, John? Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yep. Question for Bob.
Yes. Bob, with regard to financial investments,
mm-hmm.
if you were drawing or getting ready to draw your retirement at this stage in the game, and you had the opportunity to either select monthly payments for the rest of your life or a lump sum buyout, which way would you go?
Well, it depends upon the person. That depends upon the amount of money. And number one, the pension is always subject to change, and companies are subject to bankruptcy. And so
right.
That would
that's what I'm basically afraid of is if I select, for example, the monthly payment for the rest of my life, well, I may live 25 more years, and I'm not confident that the dollar will be good for 25 more years.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I agree, especially if it's in an industry that can be sent offshore. Or it's related to any kind of industry or heavy industry. And on the other hand, that presents a problem in as much as if you take a lump sum settlement, they're not going to give you as much money as you might get over a 25-year period, say. And you have the burden of having to invest it. And therein lies the trick. That's very, very difficult. And that's a fair amount of time, and there's a lot of investments that people swear by that are not going to work very well in the future. And so I think, you know, you have to weigh both sides, and you got to have somebody help you who is really interested in, you know, your welfare and hopefully doesn't have a financial interest. And when you have an objective observer, then you might be able to get a decent evaluation of the whole thing. One of the problems that you face with financial planners is that most of them are selling products in order to make money. And so they're going to push you into the things that will generate the most income for themselves. And financial planning is not a field that you really want to go to. And so I think the best thing to do, you know, you brought up a question where you need help and covering all the bases, and there's things I can't ask you on the radio. So what I think you should do is call us and leave your name and phone number at the phone number that I left. Did you copy that down?
No. No, I didn't.
Well, do you have a writing implement at your hand?
Yes.
It's 800-375-4188. And if you call that number and leave your name and your phone number, I will call you and then we'll talk about it privately. But it's not an easy decision.
All right. Thank you for the call, John. We'll be right back. Bob can stay a little bit more. Hour number two coming right up.
A message for all home